welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. And welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I hope that it is a blessing to you, an encouragement to you. Please know that we are in support of you. We're cheering you on from the sidelines, praying for you. And if there's anything that we at KMC can do for you, understand that the Kid Ministry Collective is here to be iron sharpening iron, to be that encouragement, to be that safe venting place, to be that place where you can get encouragement and equipping and new ideas. So please reach out. I would love to be of service to you. That's what I'm here for. That's what God has called me to do. And so please don't think that you can't take advantage of the things that we offer here and use them to help you in your ministry. If you're at a place where you are stuck, where you are burning out, and frustrated, please don't go it alone. Just know that you can reach out posting a question on the Facebook group or private messaging me. I am at your service. So in this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast, today I want to talk about crucial transitions and things that you and I need to be aware of and need to be focusing on, and then also give you some updates on some things that are coming our way for children's ministry and for the KMC as well. Let's talk about crucial transitions. And obviously the biggest one is so many are starting to potentially reopen. And I know we get tired of talking about this because some days it's, are we opening? Aren't we opening? We are continuing to see, you know, the numbers go up and down. And I admit it is hard to follow. It is hard to figure out. And I know a lot of you are really struggling, as well as your senior leaders are struggling with what do we do and how do we bring people back and what do we do. My best piece of advice from what I understand and as I've done research and as I've been praying through this and looking at it and having conversations with many of you out there, the best thing that you can do is actually talk to your people. Find out where they are. Pick up the phone and start calling some of your families and asking them, when do you feel comfortable coming back? What would it take for you to feel comfortable coming back? And when it comes to reopening children's ministry, as schools are starting to look open and consider opening, I would use that as a strong gauge. Talk to your educators. Start building some relationships with them and find out what are they doing? What are they thinking about? In fact, one of the ideas that God kind of put on my heart to share today is the idea that this is a golden opportunity for churches to help partner with schools and your community. What about opening up your building and allowing schools to spread out? If you're close to a school, why not offer to them and say, hey, we will have you come and you can use our classrooms, you can use our facility to spread out the kids in your area. It might be something that will work. It may not work, but it was an idea that God kind of put on my heart and my mind. And I'm like, hey, why not? Why don't we look for more ways that we can partner with our communities during this time? And it might be a way that will draw people to your facility and to your church. And it might just share the gospel in such a powerful way that you're willing to serve your school district in that way. So, but as we're looking for Sundays and as we're looking at kids programming and we're trying to figure out when do we bring them back and how do we do it safely, I got to tell you, and I know some people may have been offended by my Facebook Live that I did the other day when I was at camp, but God just really moved on my heart. And I'm looking forward to having the camp director from where I was speaking. I've spoke 2 weeks at this camp, and God has led this director to really be an amazing leader. And I want you to hear his story and I want you to hear about the camp. But one of the things that I learned this week is that we can have a plan and we can develop plans and we can develop options. And that's what we have to do. We can't just sit here and say, okay, well, the only thing we can do right now is make videos and continue to throw out goodie bags and busy bags and hope for the best. I think that's doing a real disservice to our children if that's all we do. Now, I know that was our reaction and that's what we had to do for a while, but we have had time to respond. And I think now we can respond in a better way. We now understand what we need to do to make facilities clean. We're watching amusement parks open and reopen, and we can learn a lot from what they are doing. If they can safely do it, so can you. So as we think about this crucial transition, we need to say, what can we do? And start developing options. What do we need to do to provide a safe, clean environment for our children to return to? How many can we hold in our rooms safely? How many volunteers do we have that are willing to come back and serve? And how then do we roll it out? How do we set it up? How do we allow people to register? How do we allow them to check in? How do we let them drop off and pick up their children safely? How do we take care of the rooms? What does our format look like? What is the best format to have? Is it that all classrooms stay in their classrooms the entire time? And so you either stream your service to the classrooms or you let them watch it by video in all the classrooms, which means you would have to have technology in every classroom or at least some way to watch that. But start thinking through what that would be like. And role play it, test it out, whiteboard it, and say, what were the pros and cons be for each of these scenarios? And what would be the minimum or maximum that we would have and need to do this safely and appropriately? So you want to test it then. Test your ideas out. Test each one of these. Maybe bring a few people in and walk them through the process and let them give you feedback and input to see if you're seeing everything you need to see. And then fix those problems, fix those areas, make changes where you need to make them, and then do it. Listen, my brothers and sisters, we need to get back out sharing the gospel. We need to get interacting with our children. The world is hurting. It's angry. We have so much division. And I'm not just talking about the racial divides. I'm talking about even Christian versus Christian. Politically, it's getting so clear that the end times are coming and we are rolling into the end where we are seeing the days of Noah and we're seeing how Satan is trying to divide the church. And I'm tired of it. And I just want to encourage you. I'm not shaming you. If you're not comfortable, if you don't feel it's safe, then don't do it. I truly believe the Spirit of God will move on your heart and on your leadership's heart, and you will know when to go. You will know, and don't let anybody shame you or push you in the wrong direction. And I'm not trying to do that. What I'm trying to do is say, get your plans ready, draw them up, lay them out before the Lord, and let Him confirm to you when this is to happen, and then go. A little bit of this camp story was the fact that that's exactly what this camp director was ready to do. He was waiting and waiting for certain scenarios to happen, and when they happened, they launched, and they were reaching children. I don't have the final numbers of what happened, what God did last week when I was there speaking, but we had over 200 children, some at overnight camp, some at day camp, that got to hear the gospel. I know there were salvation decisions. I know there were decisions where children stood up because I heard them stand around the campfire saying, I want to be a disciple maker. I want to go home, and I have names of kids I'm praying for that I'm going to share my faith with, that I'm going to invite to church. So church, we need to be ready. We need to give these kids a place to bring their friends, to hear the gospel. And some of it may be going to them. We need to be thinking about options that we can do. Is it going to be all in the church? Should it be inside at all? Maybe we need to buy a bunch of tents and set up tents around the building in areas that we can do that so that we can keep kids spread out and keep them in the fresh air. Maybe we need to go to parks. Maybe we need to ask host families to do house groups and house churches for children or families can come together in small groups and worship together and then have a kids service together or a family service together. You need to be thinking about what can you do. Don't get focused on what you can't do and what you don't have and what the government's saying you can or can't do. You focus on what you know you need to do and then figure out how you can do it. So let's think about that. So, okay, let's say we're going to start rolling back. We've talked to our families. They're eager to come back. The children are ready to come back. But you know that you're struggling for workers. Now, you know you're going to have less kids than you used to have. It's just the fact. It's what's happening. We're seeing it all over the place. It's concerning and it's discouraging. And I know it hurts. But again, don't focus on all the negatives. Focus on where you positive can. So start asking, where are you going to get workers? Who's coming back? Have actual conversations with your team and say, when would you be ready to come back? Can I count on you? Here's our plan. Here's what we're thinking. Here's some theories and ideas and we've tested and we're fixing and we need your input now. And get them to be involved in the process a little bit. Give them buy-in as well. But as you do that, start having conversations of who else could come and serve alongside us. And don't overlook the parents. And I know some of us are anti-parents. Some of us don't, you know, we don't want to force parents in. But look, I'm not saying force them. I'm saying invite them. They've been doing it. So why not tell them, hey, you've done such a great job. I know you've done it. And I want to help you. I want to equip you some more. I want to provide some training for you that's very simple that you can watch and learn. And I'll walk you through the process with it. And then I would love to have you partnering with other parents because collectively we can help make our children's ministry a wonderful place for the kids. We need to give them some normalcy again. We need to give them some hope again. We need to put other people in their lives spiritually that can speak truth into their life. So invite parents to come in. Invite students and college students to come in. You may have more that are doing online schooling than ever. You have a golden opportunity to invite them to come and serve because you are going to have leaders that will not be able to physically come back in because of not being able to handle being around children physically because of them tending to carry more germs. So you're going to have to look at what is that going to look like and what is that going to involve and where can we do it? Do we need to do it outside? Do we need to maintain, like I said, all small groups all the time? Or do we only do large group and very minimal small groups with spread out circles? You may have to do something like that. But ask and find out. Inquire from parents what would be the most comfortable thing for them to see happening. And then you'll have your answers. Then you can start formulating an actual plan that's workable and doable for you. Well, let's say your pastor still says, no, we don't want to open the children's environments yet. Then you need to have that crucial conversation about saying, Pastor, if we're going to go without children's ministry for a long time, then somehow we need to transition our regular services to family services. Children are part of the body of Christ and they need to be fed. When Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, he said, feed my lambs. And then he said, feed my sheep. Jesus, when he was with the people, put the children in front and said, these are the important ones. You've got to become like them to get into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus put a priority on children, and shame on us if we don't do the same. And so if we don't tweak our services, and if you want me to talk to your senior pastor, I would more than love to have a conversation with your senior pastor about how they can transition a service that makes it comfortable for all generations to be a part of. It can be done. And if you're not willing to let it be done, then you need to set up a family service where children and families can come together and worship together and all connect with God. And it can be done. I know some pastors that aren't equipped for it, but I know a lot of you are, and you could do it. You could talk to adults. You can talk to children at the same time and connect them to God's word and teach them effectively. I've been doing it for years. My father's been doing it for years. I know other ministers that have been doing it for years where they hold services and they're able to bring the gospel and bring solid meat to the table so that spiritually you can grow. I've seen it done. It can work. And so it doesn't have to be all silliness and craziness, and it doesn't have to be all seriousness and just straight up lecture. And so I truly believe now is the time for the church to innovate. We must innovate. If we go back and we keep trying to fit into the same old box, we're missing it. And I can't scream that loud enough to all of you as leaders. Don't let your children's ministry return to the same old thing with the same old models. Innovate. If you're not sure how, reach out. That's what KMC coaching is here for, is to help you innovate, to help you dream, and to plug you in with other leaders that can help you dream together. We can together make something amazing come out of this terrible crisis and these dark days. But most of all, we can see a time where Jesus is proclaimed and where kids come to know him and enter a relationship with him. I also want to say, when you're doing this, one of the key people that you need to have at the table is your worship leaders. Because oftentimes I've seen, and I've had conversations recently with some children's leaders, that their worship leader is the one. It's not their senior pastor. It's the worship leader that puts the kibosh on family services. Hey, they need to be educated that there's great worship music that kids and adults can sing together without it being, again, a kids focused thing. But it also needs, the kids need to know that it's not just grown-ups that can worship. They can worship too. And they need to hear some things in their style. And it needs to feel welcoming, just like students need to feel that as well. So get your worship leader to the table and get them included. And again, if for some reason you can't do it, then set up a schedule where you can have family services, whether they're held outside or whether they're held as another service on your Sunday morning or in a Sunday night format. But find a way that children and families, grandparents can all come together and worship our awesome God. We need to make that crucial transition happen. And lastly, we need to do this, and you're going to go, oh yeah, sure, but we need to continue to be and living in a sustainable way. I'm continuing to see and hear, and my heart is burdened for so many of you that are feeling really burned out. You're hurting. You're grieving. My heart is heavy for you. I can't say everything that I want to say about this right now. You'll understand that in time to come, where I want to share with you a brand new vision and a brand new dream that God has given me. And he has confirmed it in multiple ways, that there is something that is coming for everyone that's in the KMC and all that aren't even in the KMC. And I can't wait to share it with you, but I want to make sure everything is in order, everything is lined up. But let me tell you, it will be something that will help you and encourage you and will come alongside of you. But I just want to encourage you as much as you can to run with sustainable pace. Find some time to rest. Schedule some time off. If you have to reuse something that you've done this summer, then reuse it. It's okay to recycle on occasion. It's okay to do that. It's okay not to do something for a week and press the pause button. Families are not going to destroy you over that. Sometimes they probably will thank you that they don't have anything extra to do. But you need to take care of yourself, and you need to be modeling that for your families. We're all running hard. We're all doing things that are new and different and stretching. And we have to encourage each other. So can I invite you to please share more on the Facebook group? If you're part of the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, please, if you need support and prayer and encouragement, by all means, just share. It's a safe place. It's a private place. This is a private group. You can only see the posts when you're in the group. And if you're not comfortable, then please reach out. You can go over to my website, kmccoach.net, post comments there, or post a note of needing some help, needing some encouragement to set up a phone call. I'm always willing to give away 30 minutes of my time or 45 minutes of my time or an hour of my time. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to help you. And I understand what it's like to run hard and to go through seasons like this. But God uses these seasons to help us look into where we can grow and where we can be better leaders and followers of Christ. So don't forget to take care of yourself and to rest and to find time to worship and plan and create. And if you say, Tom, I just don't have anything left in the tank, all the more reason to schedule a day or two to step aside and rest and let God restore your heart and encourage your mind and your passions. But reach out and don't go alone. Don't struggle alone. The enemy wants to keep you there, shame you there, and we want to have victory over that. So please think about these, some of these transitions, and transition into a healthy way of doing ministry. Find that renewed passion and encouragement inside of our group, outside of our group. Invite others to join this group and invite others to listen to this podcast. We would love to have more people listening. We've got some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks that I'm super excited about having interviews with and having conversations with. And so you're not going to want to miss. So if you haven't subscribed to the KMC podcast, please head over wherever you listen to podcasts and hit the subscribe button, or you can search on Podbean, which is our main hosting site, and you can subscribe there as well, and you won't miss any episodes. So again, thanks for listening. Again, if you need help, you need prayer, you need support, say something on the group or PM me, direct message me, whatever you want to do. I'm here to serve you. But God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and give you peace, give you creativity, give you hope to know that your future is bright in Christ. Thanks for listening again, and join me for another episode of the KMC.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills and ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast.